Hi everybody, the Complex PTSD guy here. I'll start out by saying I'm not a doctor, psychiatrist, I'm just a guy living with complex PTSD, and I'm sharing my own ideas, experiences, and opinions on this podcast. I wanted to share something that I had heard somebody else talking about that reminded me a lot of one of my key triggers when people's behavior doesn't make sense, and I wanted to use this example because it's very clear to the point. And for me, when they were talking about this, I was able to very clearly visualize exactly what they were talking about, which a lot of times I really am not able to, but I was able to absolutely clearly see this situation. I thought this is a good example for if I was in this situation myself, it would have been a situation where someone's behavior made no sense whatsoever. And I might not pick up on the fact that they're just pulling my leg. And so I've talked about before, one of my big triggers is feelings, not just feelings of incompetence, when people's behavior doesn't make sense, this falls into that category. And by the way, if that's one of your triggers, if someone's behavior is not making sense, that would be just another trigger for feelings of incompetence, because if something's not making sense, it may make you feel incompetent or stupid or like an idiot, feeling like an idiot, you know. But I was watching something. Again, I don't normally watch a lot of late night comedy shows, but I used to back in the 90s when I was a teenager. And I noticed that Conan O'Brien was going to be on a late night show with Jimmy Fallon. And again, I haven't watched late night in a long time, but I used to watch Conan O'Brien back in the day, back in the 90s. And so I thought I would record it and watch it. And it was interesting because I think one of the questions was, who are some of the most famous people or most memorable people you ever met or something like that? Jimmy Fallon asked Conan O'Brien this. And Conan said, Prince, the artist formerly known as Prince, you know. And he told a story that reminded me so much of something that would absolutely be a trigger for me. And the reason why is because I grew up around people that did this daily, what he explained. And they also, in my situation, it was different though. It was more, a lot of people would say the people that I grew up around were probably in what might be known as a cult. And I've talked about this before, you know, growing up in a cult or being around a cult, a religious cult. There's certain, I would say, beats to the drummer. People follow their own drummer and they don't break from it. And they sometimes do this thing. The people that I grew up around, they do this thing where they don't explain things. And sometimes they're just staring at people. Like they're just... they just sort of like look at people like they're, I would just have to say the best way to explain it is that they're either confused or they're afraid they're going to judge you. So maybe they're not sharing everything, but they're definitely not explaining why they do what they do, which they don't have to, but they just behave very differently in their own world and they respond differently to you. And then once you get out in the world, you realize, oh my gosh, this just happened to be the people I grew up around. Everybody is not like this. You know, but it's a very weird feeling when you're in it because it feels like you're isolated, and maybe you are. But whenever Conan was describing seeing Prince or meeting Prince one time, it was out at some event. I don't know if it was like a golfing thing and he was asked to play music or something. I don't know. But I just remember Conan saying that there was rumors that Prince was going to play at this event, but it wasn't, they don't know if it was true or not. And Conan was backstage something, whatever, and he happened to see Prince there, and he was like, he was thinking, oh, he is going to play music. You know, it's a surprise or something. And so whenever he went over to Prince, he said, so you're going to play music. And Prince said, no. And Conan was thinking, oh, okay. And then all of a sudden, a few minutes later, somebody put a guitar over Prince's arms and sat the guitar for him to play the guitar. And Prince walked by Conan and said, something like Sia, and he went out and played music. And he just thought, well, that was kind of weird. But what was happening was Conan described to Jimmy, and you can probably find this on YouTube, Conan described to Jimmy, Prince was one of those people who was always kind of playing little mind games. And he meant it in like a funny way. He meant it in a good way. But what Prince was doing was he was pulling his leg. He was pulling Conan's leg. And he wanted this surprise to be a surprise for everybody, even Conan. So whenever he said no, and then all of a sudden there's a guitar on him, and then he walks out and plays and says, see ya. You know, there's no explanation. It's like he said no. And for me, I would just take somebody at their word, right? So if this were to happen and I saw this person and I was like, oh, cool, you're going to play music? And they're like, no, I'm not going to play music. And then they walk out there and play music, I would think, well, why did they say that? You know, clearly they are. And it's almost like they're, in a way, not giving you what you want. Like they're not giving you clarification. They're not explaining something. And so then you're left to kind of make it up for yourself. And I thought that is a really good example of where, you know, I actually developed a trigger from this. So what Prince was doing was just pulling his leg. He wasn't meaning anything bad by it, by the way. So that is different. But if you grew up around people who do things like this regularly, and there is a little bit of a toxicness to it, or there's a bit of a, I would say, an arrogance to it, or leaving you out. If there's something like that where they're leaving you out, that's different. And I would say that I noticed this in my teenage years, where, again, I would be around these people, and this was people I was around a lot. And this was the people who some people would say were in a cult. They were doing this all the time. And then once you're around other people who maybe are in the same, I would say, rank as who these people are. So let's say it's cousins, and then you're around other cousins. So some of the cousins are in a cult, the other cousins aren't. When you're around the other cousins, it's like, oh my gosh, they're normal, and they're communicating with me, and they're explaining things, and everything makes sense. But when you're around the people in the cult, it doesn't. Again, they're following their own drummer, and it's almost like they're not in a way giving you what you want or what you need. It's like, you know, just like, why are you acting like this? Like, what is this? And that actually reached a point where, again, these people that I'm describing that were what people would say in a cult, I don't communicate with them anymore. They sometimes reach out to me, and I think sometimes they wonder why I don't talk to them. And I think they've even sometimes brought that up to other people. And I'm like, you know what? You left me to figure things out about you my whole life. You can figure things out about me now, because I'm not doing that dance with you anymore. I'm not playing that game. And it's very much in a way, a pecking order. That's how it comes across, but it's just odd behavior, and I don't want to be around it. And these were also people that enabled the abuse growing up, and they enabled the physical assault that I witnessed when I was 35, that I call the event. They enabled that person to stay with the abuser, so I have no time for them. I have no time for that crap. And it also led to some of that narrow-minded thinking, where I started to think that everyone in that, what you might call a cult, I started thinking everyone in it thinks that way, and that's not true. So I have to be really careful with that, you know, that narrow-minded, you know, just because of this doesn't mean this, you know. So I have to be careful, because I definitely thought that way. And I also saw other examples where that was true, where there were people in that same faith, religion, and they also enabled abuse. And I thought, you know, it was like proof in the pudding for me, because I was like, oh, wow, it's the same thing. But It doesn't mean everybody in that would do that. And I actually know people who are in that same religion, and they absolutely do not tolerate physical abuse or assault. And they actually have left their spouses over that. So, you know, it's good to just get to know people. And, you know, I have to remind myself, okay, I grew up in a situation where I developed complex PTSD from my upbringing. These people were part of that. And that does not mean everybody else in this is that. I have to remind myself of how I grew up, right? I grew up in a situation where abuse was enabled. Who was around me? These people were around me, right? So it's like they were part of the problem. So you have to kind of see things more clearly sometimes, you know. But I just wanted to give that little example because it was so visual. And the way Conan described Prince and him not clarifying things and then just walking out and then going and playing and, you know, and saying, no, I'm not going to play music. But then he goes out and plays music. And it's kind of like, that is exactly what I grew up with. But again, this, in his case, it was more pulling the leg. And in my case, it was more of a leaving you out. Like, and it always felt like one of those situations where they're intentionally leaving you out, but you can't prove it, right? Only until other people come into the situation who might not be normally in the situation, until they point it out to you, why are they leaving us out, right? Until someone else points it out, and then you're like, thank you for seeing that, because I've wondered this forever. And then they'll say something like, well, of course they're leaving you out. It's plain as day, right? And that's why I don't talk to them anymore, the people that would do that, because it is plain as day and it's rude. But I just wanted to give that little example. So it might be as visual for you as it was for me, because as soon as he said it, I just thought, I can absolutely see it, like what he's saying here. And again, you might be able to find that on YouTube, that little clip. But Conan wasn't trying to say anything bad about Prince. He was just describing a scenario that whenever he said he was always playing little mind games, he sort of did like this little thing with his hands, or he was kind of using a hand motion to describe mind games. And I thought that's really good, because mind games are such a big part of like emotional abuse and, you know, narcissism and gaslighting. And so, you know, it was just a relatable scenario. But again, not saying anything bad about Prince, but this is the Complex PTSD guy signing off.